Be here in the church today. I'm very happy for your great welcome. Through my brother Tarja, whom we have been together in this trip in the north in a prayer mission in Kirkenes. And God really helped us in the other side, and we saw actually the revival is coming to the north. And
we fikk se Gud der oppe. Vi fikk se hvordan Gud begynte å gjøre ting der oppe.
And actually, this is now my last Sunday service.
Og dette min siste søndag.
And then we have another church fellowship tomorrow.
Vi har et fellesskap i morgen.
And prayer fellowship in the house of Mama Greta on Tuesday.
Og vi har et bønnemøte på tirsdag.
And then on Wednesday, I will be going back to Kenya.
Og onsdag, da skal jeg tilbake til Kenya.
My prayers is with you always. I'm very happy, my brother. We had a fellowship in your home. And today we are in the church. I remember we were sharing about the secret of the Holy Church. May that fellowship continue in you and the entire church. And God of grace will bless you more. Open with me the book of second book of Chronicles. And we are reading chapter number 20.
Vi skal lese kapittel nummer 20.
Chapter 20. It's a long story, but I will read some few verses.
Det er en lang historie, men jeg vil lese noen vers.
We are reading from verses 1 to verse number 3.
Vi skal lese vers 1 til 3.
Verses 4, and then we shall go all the way to verses 14.
Vers 4, og så skal vi helt til vers 14.
And God will bless us. So, second book of Chronicles.
Andre krønkebok.
Chapter number 20.
Kapitel nummer 20.
Verses 1 to 4.
Vers 1 til 4.
And we shall go to verses 14 to 23.
Vi skal gå fra vers 4 til 14 til 23.
Yes, the word of God says, it happened after this that the people of Moab with the people of Ammon and others with them beside the Ammonites came to battle against Jehoshaphat. Then some came and told Jehoshaphat, saying, a great multitude is coming against you from beyond the sea, from Syria. And they are in Hazazon Tamar, which is En Gedi. And Jehoshaphat veered and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaim a fast throughout all Judah. So Judah gathered together to ask help from the Lord, and from all the cities of Judah they came to seek the Lord.
Okay, from verse
1 to verse 4.
En tid etter hendte det at Moabs barn og Ammons barn, og sammen med dem en del av Moabittene, gikk til krig mot Josafat. Folk kom med melding om dette til Josafat og sa, det kommer en stor hær mot dere fra den andre siden av havet fra Syria. De har alt kommet til Hazazon Tamar. Det er en gedi. Da ble Josafat redd. Han vendte seg i bønn til Herren og lyste ut av fast over hele Judea. And four as well.
Four. The last one.
Og Judea samlet seg for å søke hjelp hos Herren. Ja, fra alle Judas byer kom de for å søke Herren.
Yes, we go down to verses 14.
Og vi går ned til vers 14.
And we are reading to verses number 20. 21 there, 22, and God will bless us. The word of the Lord says, then the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jehiel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jael, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, in the midst of the assembly, and say, listen, all you of Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, and you king Jehoshaphat, Thus says the Lord to you, to not be afraid nor dismayed because of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow go down against them. They will surely come up by the action of seas, and you will find them at the hand of the brook before the wilderness of Jeruel. You will not need to fight in this battle. Position yourself, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, who is with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Do not fear or be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord is with you. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem bowed before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. Then the Levites of the children of the Goathites and of the children of the Korahites stood up to praise the Lord, God of Israel, with voices loud and high. So they rose early in the morning and went out in the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, and you shall be established. Believe in his prophets, and you shall prosper. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed those who should sing to the Lord and who should praise the beauty of holiness. As they went out before the army and was saying, now they when they began to sing and to praise the Lord, set ambushes among Moab and among the Seir, who had come against Judah, and they were divided. For people of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir to utterly kill and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of the Seir, they helped to destroy one another. Thank you. 23.
Da kom Herrens ånd over levitten Jahasiel, sønn av Zakaria, sønn av Benjamin, sønn av Joel, sønn av Betania, en av Asafs sønner midt I forsamlingen. Og han sa, hør etter hele Judea, dere Jerusalems innbyggere, og du, kong Josafat. Så sier Herren til dere, frykt ikke, denne store her skal dere ikke være redde for, for denne krigen ikke deres, men Guds. Dra ned mot dem I morgen tidlig. Da drar de oppover Hassanbakken, og dere kommer til å møte dem ved enden av dalen, midt I Jeruel-ørkenen. Men det ikke dere som skal kjempe her. Dere skal bare stille dere opp og stå og se på den frelsen Herren vil gi dere. Dere fra Judea og Jerusalem, frykt ikke og vær ikke redde. Dra ut mot dem I morgen, og Herren skal være med dere. Da bøyde Josafat seg med ansiktet mot jorden, og hele Judea og alle Jerusalems innbyggere falt ned for Herrens åsyn og tilba Herren. Og de levittene som hørte til kahatittenes og korhittittenes barn, reiste seg og lovet Herren, Israels Gud, med sterk og høy røst. Morgen etter brøt de tidlig opp og dro av sted til Tekoa-ørkenen. Og med det samme de dro ut, stod Josafat fram og sa, «Hør meg, Judea og dere Jerusalems innbyggere, tro på Herren, deres Gud, så skal dere holde stand. Tro på hans profeter, så skal dere ha lykke med dere.» Og han rådførte seg med folket og stilte opp sangerne som skulle love Herren hellig skrudd. Mens de dro ut foran den væpnede herren. De skulle synge lov Herren, for hans miskunn varer til evig tid. Og da de begynte med sine fryderop og lovsanger, lot Herren noen som lå I bakhold angripe Ammons barn, og Moab og folket fra Sirefjellet, som var kommet til Judea, og de ble slått. Ammons barn og Moabs vendte seg mot folket fra Sirefjellet og hogg dem ned og ødela dem. Og da de hadde gjort ende på folket fra Seir, hjalp de alle til med å ødelegge hverandre.
Amen. Let us pray for the word. Father God, we thank you because of your word.
Far, vi takker deg for ditt ord.
I pray that you may bless us.
Jeg ber at du må velsigne oss.
In our fellowship today, in this altar.
Og dette fellesskapet her i dag.
Welcome, you Holy Spirit.
Velkommen, Hellige Ånd.
And come and touch us all.
Kom og rør oss.
Fill us today.
Fyll oss i dag.
We need more from you.
Vi trenger mer fra deg.
In Jesus' name I pray.
I Jesu navn.
Amen. My topic today, I will be teaching about the weapons of our spiritual warfare.
Emnet jeg skal snakke om i dag, det de våpene i åndelig krigføring.
The life that we are living in the life of faith.
Det livet vi lever, det lever vi i tro.
Is full of battles every time.
Det fullt av kamper hele tiden.
There is war across every corner.
It's
spiritual war.
Ja, det kriger i alle hjørner.
And the only way to succeed in every war
og bare når du lykkes
is to have the right weapon.
Det at du har det rette våpenet.
And even tonight
og i kveld
as we have shared about the story of Jehoshaphat and the children of Israel
og når vi deler om historien om Josafat,
it gives us the right picture of the spiritual warfare.
Og da får vi det bildet hvordan åndelig krigføring virker.
Even the time of Paul, apostle.
Og til og med tida til Paulus.
He wrote in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 10.
Og han skrev i 2. Korinterne vers 10.
Vers nummer 3. Paul said how we live in this in the flesh.
Vi lever her i kjøttet.
Our weapons is not carnal.
Og vår våpen de ikke kjødelige.
But has got power to bring down every stronghold.
Men de har kraft til å rive ned
festninger. Dear brothers and sisters.
Brødre og søstre.
The spiritual warfare we have.
Og den åndelige krigføring vi har.
Most of it is in the spiritual in the invisible world.
Og mest av den den usynlige verden.
And the only way to manage to conquer every spiritual war,
og den eneste måten til å vinne,
you need to have the right spiritual weapons.
Du trenger å ha det rette åndelige våpenet.
Every army that goes to war,
armé som går til krig,
without the right weapons,
uten de rette våpen,
they will be defeated.
De vil bli slått.
But every army which are set with right weapons.
Men en hver her som har de rette våpen.
They will have the victory.
De vil ha seieren.
Even us in the life of faith and Christian life.
Til og med oss i det kristne livet.
We are facing day by day.
Og vi møter dag for dag.
Fight by fight. Fight by fight.
Kamp etter kamp.
But we need to have the spiritual weapons.
Men vi trenger de åndelige våpen.
When Jehoshaphat was told that there is 3 nations coming against the small nation of Israel.
Da Josafat hørte at det var 3 nasjoner kom mot
the Ammonites, the children of Ammon,
det var barn av Ammon,
and Moabites,
og Moabites,
and those who are living in the Mount Seir,
og de som levde på fjellet,
and they were all coming to a small nation of Israel.
Og de kom alle mot lille nasjonen Israel.
And it was only 2 communities.
Og det var bare 2 samfunn.
The tribe of Judah.
Stammen av Juda.
And the people who are living in Jerusalem.
Og de som levde i Jerusalem.
And 3 nations they were coming against this small group.
Og 3 nasjoner kom mot denne.
And Jehoshaphat was told.
Og Jehoshaphat han ble fortalt.
There is enemies coming towards us.
Det fienden kommer mot oss.
The Bible says the man was so terrified.
Bibelen sier at han var så redd.
But he called for prayer and fasting.
Men han utlyste til kall.
He called all people from all corners.
Han ropte for alle. Han tog.
And one special thing he did is prayer and fasting. Prayer and fasting. He said, let all people come and pray. Let us prepare our war by prayer.
La oss forberede denne krigen I bønn.
And they began to pray.
Og de begynte å be.
They began to say, oh God.
De begynte å si,
can you see all these nations coming against us today?
Kan du se alle disse nasjonene komme mot oss I dag?
You didn't allow Israel to invade their land when we were coming to Canaan. You didn't allow to be just away.
Du tillot ikke at vi kom hjem til grunnen.
But today they are repaying us with pain. They are coming against us today.
Men de kommer imot oss I dag.
And Jehoshaphat cried before the Lord. Jehoshaphat said, God, come to us.
Han sa, Gud, kom til oss.
People were praying.
Og folk de ba.
Women were there.
Kvinner var der.
Men were there.
Menn var der.
Youths were there.
Ungdommer var der.
Young children were there.
Og små barn var der.
Gathered in the temple.
De var alle I tempelet.
And they say, God, remember us.
Og de sa, Gud, husk.
Have mercy on us today.
Ha nåde med oss I dag.
And the Spirit of God came to the meeting.
Og Guds ånd kom til møtet.
And the Spirit of the Lord came to Jehoshaphat.
Og Guds ånd kom til Joshua.
And the Spirit say,
og ånd sa,
don't fear you people of Israel.
Ikke frykt dere Israels barn.
Because this war,
for denne krigen,
is mine.
Den tilhører meg.
It is not yours.
Han ikke deres.
Just stand still.
Bare stå helt
still. And you will see the salvation of God.
Og dere vil se frelsen.
When we pray,
men når vi ber,
we encounter the spiritual forces.
Da rører vi med de åndelige maktene.
Because when we pray,
for når vi ber,
our Father in heaven will speak with us.
Da vil Far I himmelen snakke til oss.
Weapon number one is the weapon of prayer.
Og våpen nummer en våpen av bønn.
Weapon of prayer is so important.
Og våpen I bønn så viktig.
As a Christian, you need to have your daily prayers.
Som en kristen så trenger du ha en daglig bønn.
You have to love prayer than anything else.
Du trenger bønnen mer enn noen annen.
You need to pray every morning.
Du trenger be hver morgen.
Pray in the evening when you come back.
Du trenger be om kvelden når du kommer hjem.
Pray even silently when you are at work.
At stillhet. På jobb.
Just to pray. In any minute that you feel to pray, do it. Because prayer, you are communicating with your Father. Prayer will give you the strategies of your victory against the enemies. Because prayer releases the dynamic victory from heaven to us.
For bønn, den forløser den seieren.
Prayers disarms the weapons of the enemy.
Bønn, det tar intetgjør, eller våpenet fra fienden.
Prayers breaks down the powers of the enemy.
Bønn, det bryter ned kraften til fienden.
When also we pray,
når vi ber,
we get direction from God. God will give us a direction. When you pray over something, you will get a direction of your victory. When you ask God for something, He will give you the right direction. Even at the hard time, God will come with the answer. God hears our prayers. God hears our prayers. And He answers also our prayers. Praise be to God. It is so important to pray. It is so important to pray. When we pray, we receive the victory in our hearts. I remember in the book of second book of Moses. Exodus chapter 2, verse number 23. The Bible says, and the children of Israel,
barn of Israel,
they began to pray and cry before the Lord.
De begynte å be og grine for
because of the bondage in Egypt.
på grund av slaveri I Egypt.
And their prayers went to heaven.
And
God remembered the covenant.
Och Gud han huskade.
Which he had done with Isaac, Jacob and Abraham.
Och det var den pakten gjort med Jakob och Abraham.
And he sent Moses to set them free.
Och han sände Moses
from the bondage in Egypt.
Från fångenskap.
Because of their prayers.
Han kom på grund
av. When you pray, God will set free your family.
När du ber så vill Gud sätta.
When you pray, God will set free your nation.
När du ber så vill Gud sätta.
When you pray, God will set free your city.
När du ber så vill Gud sätta fri.
Prayers is ultimate power that God releases is anointing to his people.
Ja, för det är en otrolig kraft som blir förlöst när du börjar be.
Pray and God will do something.
Be och Gud vill göra något.
Pray until something happen.
Be inte
knock until the door is open.
Och se inte dörren är öppen.
Seek until you find your father.
Sök helt till du finner.
Ask your father until you will receive.
Spør din far og han vil gi deg.
As you ask it from this hand, you will receive from this hand.
And you.
You will receive from the other hand.
Yeah. Når du spør I en ende, så vil du få svar I andre ende.
Prayers is so important. When they were praying, God say, "I will go and fight for you."
Når de ba, så sa Gud at jeg vil gå og kjempe for
deg. And the king Jehoshaphat went.
Og kong Jehoshaphat, han jo.
And choose the people who will praise for the beauty of God.
Og han valgte ut de folket som ville.
They were just the Bible says they were praising the Lord.
De priste Gud.
They were saying, "For His mercy endures forever." His mercy endures forever.
Ja, hans nåde var for evig.
And when they were singing,
når de sang,
what happened?
Det som skjedde.
There was great confusion in the army of the enemies of the Israel.
Det var forvirring I fiendens leir.
The enemies began to fight themselves.
Og fienden han begynte å kjempe mot
seg. The Ammonites versus the Moabites.
De Ammonitene og Moabitene.
And those who remained of Mount Seir.
Och de som var igen.
They began to fight themselves.
Och de begynte att slåss mot
varandra. They kill each other.
De ödelade varandra.
And the Israelites were just raising up their hands.
Och Israeliterna de lyfte upp händerna.
By doing so.
For your
God was doing the miracle.
Och då gjorde Gud ett mirakel.
Halleluja.
Halleluja.
How that was the greatest victory.
Det var den största.
That even the enemies began to fight themselves.
Att fienden begynte å kjempe mot.
As you go to pray even tonight.
Når du begynner å be I kveld.
As you pray tomorrow.
Når du ber I morgen.
As you pray next week.
Når du ber neste
år. As you continue in prayer next year.
Når du fortsetter å be neste år.
God will bring confusion.
Gud han vil bringe forvirring.
To the camp of your enemies.
Til våpen til fienden.
And they will never fight you again.
Och de vill aldrig kämpa.
God will give you victory in the name of Jesus.
Och Gud vill ge dig seger I Jesu namn.
Because God is good.
För det Gud är god.
Point number two is the weapon of praise.
Och poäng nummer två det är vapen av tillbedelse.
When we praise and worship our Father.
När vi tillber och sjunger till Gud.
When we lift up the name of Jesus here on heart.
När vi lyfter upp Jesu namn.
When we glorify our Father.
När vi förhärligar han.
We strip the teeth of our enemies.
Where?
We remove the teeth of our enemies. Praise is like a trumpet.
Tilbedelse er som en trompet.
A sound of trumpet.
Lyden av trompet.
In the camp of our enemies. It is so important to praise God.
Det er så viktig å be Gud.
When you worship Him.
Ham,
you will see the victory.
Då vill du se seger.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Bible say when we lift Jesus here on earth, when we glorify him.
Bibeln säger att när vi lyfter upp Jesus, när vi ärar han.
He will draw all men unto him.
Han vill dra alla till.
He will bring all men unto him.
Han vill ta alla män till sig.
I remember a small town in my village.
Jag husker en små by, landsby.
A crimes was like 80%.
Och kriminalitet var 80%.
But we began to pray and worship the Lord every time.
Men vi begynte att tillbe Gud och ära han.
And within 4 years.
Och efter 4 år.
Many people came to Jesus.
Mange kom til Jesus.
And it was only like 2% of crime from 80%.
Og det var 80% var blitt nå 2%.
Prayer and worship.
Bønn og tilbedelse.
Is the secret of greatest weapon.
Og det er hemmelighet til de,
that God can release the power.
Som at Gud vil forløse
dynamic power to his people.
Dynamiske våpen.
Let me encourage you tonight.
La meg oppmuntre deg i kveld.
As you worship the Lord.
Når du tilber Gud.
You have the key of the victory.
Da har du nøkkelen til.
As you pray. As you praise his holy name.
Når du ber i hans navn.
God will bring all men and women.
Da vil Gud bringe alle menn.
To salvation in the name of Jesus. The enemy will be defeated completely.
Og fienden han vil bli slått
fullstendig. And your children
og barna dine
will begin to love the Lord.
De vil begynne å.
They will come to the Lord. Those who are being killed with drug addicts, they will come to the Lord.
De som eller misbruker, de vil komme til Herren.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Point number 3 is the weapon of the Holy Spirit.
Og punkt nummer 3, det er våpen til den hellige
ånd. You need the Holy Spirit.
Du trenger den hellige ånd.
The Holy Spirit is the power of God.
Og den hellige ånd, det er Guds kraft.
The Holy Spirit is the anointing of God.
Og den hellige ånd, det er ja, det er Guds kraft.
The Holy Spirit is the powerful anointing.
Og den hellige ånd, det er den
anointing.
Salvelse.
Where we cannot reach, the Spirit can go.
Der som jeg ikke kan nå, der kan den hellige ånd nå.
In the book of Acts chapter number 12, verse number 5.
Og i
Acts of Apostles 12.
Ja, Apostlenes gjerninger.
12 verse number 5.
12 verse number 5.
The Bible says, and the church prayed for Peter.
Og det stod at kirken de prøvde for Peter.
They continue in prayer.
Og de fortsatte i bønn.
And the angel of the Lord was sent to set free Peter.
Og Guds engel var sendt for å sette fri Peter.
Because the child prayed.
For det kirken ba.
And the Holy Spirit came down by the angel.
Og hellige ånd kom ned som en engel.
Because when they were praying.
For det når de ba.
They were locking hands together with heaven.
De var knyttet bånd med himmelen.
And the heaven sent the angel.
Og himmelen sendte engler.
And Peter was set free from the prison.
Og Peter var sendt fri.
The gates of the prison was open.
Dørene i fengselet de åpnet seg.
And Peter saw the salvation of the Lord.
Og Peter han så Guds frelse.
By the power of the Holy Spirit.
Ved den hellige ånds kraft.
The power of the Holy Spirit is a powerful weapon.
Og kraften av den hellige ånd.
When you receive the Spirit of God.
Når du mottar den hellige ånds kraft.
You have received everything.
Da har du mottatt alt i sammen.
You have received even more than the way you can think.
Og du har mottatt mye mer enn du egentlig kan tenke.
Because the Holy Spirit does the impossible things.
For det at den hellige ånd, den gjør de umulige tingene.
Things which are impossible with men.
Ting som er umulige for menn.
Through the power of the Holy Spirit.
Gjennom Guds kraft.
It is possible.
Det er mulig.
I have seen people.
Jeg har sett folk.
With tumors.
Med svulst.
Or many kilos in their stomach.
Mange kilo svulst.
After the prayers.
Etter bønn.
The tumors is gone.
Svulsten vekke.
Through the operation of the Holy Spirit.
Med operasjonen til den hellige
ånd. It is only the power of the Holy Spirit.
Og det er bare kraften
til den hellige ånd. That can go beyond where we cannot reach.
Som kan gå der som vi ikke kan
nå. We need the Holy Spirit.
Vi trenger den hellige ånd.
The Holy Spirit is our comforter.
Den hellige ånd er vår trøster.
He is our teacher.
Han er læreren vår.
Halleluja.
Halleluja.
He gives us comfort.
Han gir oss
He encourages us.
Oppmuntre oss.
In during the time of pain.
Gjennom når man smerter.
Time of grief.
Tid av
sorrow. Time of sorrow.
Av sorg.
He comes.
Han kommer.
Has the comforter.
Han trøster.
He is our comforter.
Han er vår trøster.
He is a powerful weapon.
Han er et mektig våpen.
In the book of Acts of Apostles chapter 1 verse number 8. And Jesus said to his disciples,
Jesus, han sa til sine disciples,
and you will receive power. When the Holy Spirit come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Samaria, and in Judea, and all corners of the world. It is only by the baptism of the Holy Spirit that we can witness and preach the good news without any fear. But without the help of the Holy Spirit, we are the normal people. We are the normal people. I was telling the church I was ministering this afternoon today, before I received the Spirit of God, I could not even manage to come here in front of the church and say even my name. I remember one day I was given chance to just greet the judge and say my name. I came and stand in front. But it was hard for me to say my name. I went back down. I went down and sat down again. But when I was prayed and I received the Holy Spirit, things change. Because the Holy Spirit is the powerful weapon. When you receive the Spirit of God, you can pray in the Spirit. You can move in the Spirit. You can worship God in the Spirit. You can love your friend and your neighbor in the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is so important. My second last point is the weapon of forgiveness. The weapon of forgiveness is so important. When we forgive our brothers and our sisters, when we forgive our enemies, God will heal us. Forgiveness. When you forgive somebody, your heart is healed. The pain will go. But when you hold any a crutch, when you hold any pain, when you hold anything against somebody, your heart will remain with pain. And you will be attacked from many corners. You will be attacked by the enemy because you don't have forgiveness in your heart. It is so important to forgive. When you forgive, you will laugh. And you will re-experience the joy of the Lord in your life again. Forgiveness heals the pain. Even the past pains, you will be healed. The past pains you have gone through. You will be healed when you forgive. My dear sisters and brothers, we are still on this planet Earth. We are still here in the world. And many mistakes will come on our way. Many things will come to us. Even when you are born again, we are still here. We need to forgive each other. In the book of Mark chapter 11, verse number 25. The Bible says, and when you start praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive. So that your Father in heaven will forgive you. I want to encourage you tonight. Take a step to forgive. Because the Bible says, and if you don't forgive, neither your Father in heaven will forgive you your sins. Can you imagine that if you don't forgive, your Father in heaven will not forgive you? Because forgiveness is so important. It is one of the powerful weapons
en av de mäktiga vapnen.
Because when you forgive,
for når du tilgir,
the enemy will not remind you about what happened.
Fin han vil ikke minne deg på hva som skjedde.
When you forgive, it has gone.
Når du tilgir, så bare
it has gone and it has gone.
Og da har du forsvunnet, og da har du forsvunnet.
And you will stretch yourself to something ahead of you.
Og du vil strekke deg fram mot noe der framme.
Paul say one time in the book of Philippians chapter 3.
Og Paulus han sa i Filipperne kapittel 3.
Verse number 13.
Vers nummer 13.
Paul say I have not reached where I am supposed to be.
Paulus sa at jeg har ikke nådd den plassen jeg skal være.
But I do one thing.
Men jeg gjør en ting.
I forget what has gone.
Jeg glemmer det som har skjedd.
So that I will just stretch forward for what is ahead of me.
Så jeg kan bare strekke meg fremover mot det som der fremme for meg.
If you don't forgive,
hvis du ikke tilgir,
it will hold you back.
Det vil holde deg tilbake.
It will pull you back.
Det vil skue deg tilbake.
But when you forgive,
men når du tilgir,
you will go forward.
Da vil du gå fremover.
Because nothing is holding you back.
For det ingenting som holder deg tilbake.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I remember Stephen when he was stoned to death. Stephen in the Bible. Stephen. Stephanus.
Stefan i Bibelen.
When he was stoned.
Når han var steinet.
He said, God, forgive them. They don't know what they are doing. I forgive them.
Han sa dette tilgir, for de vet ikke hva de gjør når han ble stenet.
And he saw an open heaven.
Og han så en åpen
himmel. And he saw Jesus standing in the right hand of God.
Og han så Jesus stå med Guds trone.
And he welcomed the strong man to heaven.
Og han ønsket han velkommen.
Forgiveness opens our heavens.
Tilgivelse, det åpner himmelen vår.
But when we hold some grudges,
når man holder noe imot
against each others,
noe imot hverandre,
we are closing our heavens.
Da lukker vi igjen himmelen.
Forgive and God will forgive you.
Tilgi og Gud vil
tilgi. Go forgive and God will heal you.
Tilgi og Gud vil helbrede deg.
Even Joseph, who was sold by his own brothers.
Til og med Josef er solgt solgt av brødrene sine.
He was tortured in Egypt.
Han var torturert i Egypt.
But when he came to power,
men han kom til makten
from the prison,
fra fengselet.
God bless him.
Gud velsigne ham.
I remember in the book of Genesis chapter 41 verse number 50.
Jeg husker i
41. Genesis yeah. Chapter 41.
I Genesis, ja. Yeah.
The Bible says,
Bibelen sier,
that Joseph, when he was blessed with the firstborn,
Josef var
with the son, when he was blessed with the first child. He said, he named him Manasseh.
Han kalte han Manasseh.
The meaning of Manasseh in Hebrew.
Meningen av Manasseh i hebraisk.
It means that God has made me to forget.
Det betyr at Gud har fått meg til å tilgi, til å glemme.
All the problems I've gone through.
Alle problemer som jeg har gått gjennom.
And that is why Joseph.
Og det er fordi Josef.
He managed to love his brothers.
Han klarte å elske brødrene.
He forgave his own brothers.
Han tilga brødrene sine.
And he welcomed them.
Og han ønsket dem velkommen.
He gave them food.
Han ga dem mat.
In Genesis, the first book of Moses, chapter 45.
Og i første Mosebok, kapittel 45.
The Bible says,
Bibelen sier,
and Joseph said to his brothers,
og Josef sa til sine brødre,
I am your brother Joseph,
jeg er deres bror,
whom you Josef sold to Egypt.
Som dere har solgt til Egypt.
Is my father still alive?
Er far min fremdeles, lever han far?
And they were so terrified.
Og de var så redde.
And Joseph said to them,
Josef, han sa til dem,
it was not you.
Det var ikke dere.
That you sold me to Egypt.
At dere har solgt
meg til Egypt. It was my father in heaven.
Det var far i himmelen.
Who sent you before you.
Så sendte meg i forveien.
So that I will save.
Sånn at jeg kunne redde.
The lives of people.
Livene til folk.
And from today,
og fra i dag,
I have forgive you.
Jeg har tilgitt.
I love you.
Jeg elsker dere.
Imagine your own brothers.
Tenk dere at deres egen.
Who had sold you.
Som har, de har solgt.
And they say you have already, you are no longer living. You are dead.
Og de sier at han lever ikke lenger.
But you are coming to them and saying, my brothers, I love you.
Och de kommer till honom och han säger mina bröder, jag älskar dem.
Dear brothers and sisters.
Bröder och systrar.
For us to reach heaven and see our Father.
För att nå himlen.
We need to forgive.
Vi trenger tillit.
No matter how hard it is.
Uansett hvor hardt det.
You need to forgive. You need to forgive.
Du trenger å forgive.
For me today to stand here.
For meg å stå her I dag.
Many things I've gone through.
Jeg har gått gjennom mange ting.
Some has been very hard.
Og noe har vært veldig vanskelig.
Even among the brothers and sisters.
Og til og med iblant
in the fellowship.
De som I kirken.
They can arise and say some bitter words.
De kan si stygge ord mot meg.
But I love them and I forgive them.
Men jeg elsker dem og tilgir dem.
And that is why.
Og det derfor.
God is good.
Gud god.
I have the joy of the Lord.
Jeg har gleden.
I have nothing to hold against anyone.
Jeg har ikke noe å holde imot noen.
I love them all.
Jeg elsker alle.
I have gone through persecution 3 times.
Jeg har gått I gjennom forfølgelse 3 ganger.
I have gone narrowly escaped death 3 times.
3 ganger så jeg unnsluppet.
People persecuted because of the mission.
Jeg har blitt forfulgt på grunn
av. But I have forgiven all my enemies.
Men jeg tilgir alle
mine. And I have blessed them.
Og jeg velsigner dem.
And God has given me the joy.
Og Gud har gitt meg glede.
Forgiveness is the weapon.
Tilgivelse våpenet.
The last point is the weapon of the word of God.
Og siste punktet det våpenet av Guds ord.
Let us read in the book of John as I conclude. John chapter 14, 23.
La oss lese I Johannes.
John chapter 14, 23. As I conclude.
23.
The weapon of the word of God. Yes, 14th verse number 23. The Bible says, Jesus answered and said to him, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him.
Jesus svarte og sa til ham, om noen elsker meg, da holder han fast på mitt ord. Og min far skal elske ham, og vi skal komme til ham og ta bolig hos ham.
Yes, and Jesus say,
og Jesus sier,
if somebody loves me,
hvis noen elsker meg,
he will keep my word.
De vil
keep my word. The word of God. He will give the word. He will keep the word.
De vil ta ordet inn og ordet.
And when you love the word of God,
når du elsker Guds ord,
your Father in heaven will love you.
Da vil far I himmelen elske deg.
And they will come and make a home in with you.
Og da vil han komme og lage en bolig hos deg.
Sometimes when you read the Bible and you wonder why.
Noen ganger når du leser Bibelen og blir urolig.
Why God used so and so in the Bible so mightily?
Hvorfor brukte du den og den så mektig I Bibelen?
They heard the word of God.
Og det på grunn av Guds ord.
They love the word of God.
De elsker Guds ord.
They were in the fellowship of the word of God.
De var I fellesskap med Guds ord.
When you understand the word of God,
når du forstår Guds ord,
it's the food and it's the seed in your life.
Det maten og frøet I livet.
And it will give you a new revelation day by day.
Og det vil gi deg en ny åpenbaring dag for dag.
The word of God is so powerful.
Guds ord så mektig.
So powerful than the atomic bomb.
Det så
powerful than nuclear. The word of God is powerful than nuclear. Nuclear, the bomb of nuclear. The word of God is so powerful than the galaxies, the power of the galaxies. The word of God is so powerful. Because God will come and make a home in you. We read during the time of the apostles of Jesus Christ.
Vi leser om apostlene.
Even the shadow, their shadow could touch the people, and people were getting healed.
Vi leser at det til med skyggen som falt på folk.
Many miracles was happening.
Og mange ting som skjedde.
Real miracles.
Rene mirakler.
Because of the word of God.
På grunn av Guds ord.
Because when we love the word,
for det når vi elsker Guds
ord, we love our God.
Da elsker vi Gud.
The word of God is God.
Guds ord, det Gud.
In the beginning there was the word.
I begynnelsen det var ordet.
And the word was God.
And ordet, det var Gud.
And all things was created by the word.
Og alt ble skapt av ordet.
When you speak the word,
og når du taler
ut, when you pray the word,
og når du ber ordet,
the angels of God comes,
då kommer Guds engler,
and takes the position straight,
og tar posisjonen med en gang,
because of the word.
På grunn av,
love the word of God.
Elsk Guds ord.
Eat the word of God.
Spis Guds ord.
As you eat your dinner every evening.
Som du spiser middag hver dag.
As you take your breakfast every morning.
Som du tar frokosten hver morgen.
Take the word of God.
Ta Guds ord.
Read even one verse every morning.
Bare les et vers hver morgen.
Wake up in the morning and say.
Våkne opp om morgenen og så si.
This is the day that the Lord has made.
Dette er dagen som Gud har gjort.
I will rejoice and be glad.
Jeg vil fryde meg.
Even in the storms of discouragement around you.
Til og med i stormen av forvirring.
Wake up and speak the word.
Stå opp og så les Guds ord.
Just speak Psalms 125.
Bare tal ut Salme 125.
Those who trust in you, O God, are like Mount Zion. Those who trust in God are like Mount Zion.
De som stoler på deg.
They can never be shaken.
De kan aldri bli
rystet. I will never be shaken this day.
De vil aldri bli rystet.
I am blessed this day.
Og jeg velsigner den dagen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Wake up and say, I will live, I will not die.
Våkne opp og si at jeg vil leve.
Even when you are fighting with some heart diseases.
Noen ganger når du kjemper med noen vanskelige sykdommer.
Proclaim healing to your body.
Bare bekjenn han.
And God will bring forth a miracle. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus.
Gud velsigne deg.
The Lord be with you.
Og Gud vær med deg.
In those few points.
I de få punktene.
Be the doers of the word.
Ordets gjører.
Be the doers.
Vær gjørerne.
Not only the listeners.
Ikke bare hørere.
Be the listeners and the doers.
Vær lyttere enn gjørere.
Listen the word.
Lytte Guds ord.
And also do the word.
Og gjør disse ordene.
God bless you.
Gud velsigne deg.
Let us stand on our feet.
La oss stå på våre føtter.
In the name of Jesus.
I Jesu navn.
Hallelujah.
Halleluja.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Takk, Hellige Ånd.
I feel as I was ministering.
Jeg følte når jeg stod her og talte.
I feel that some people, they need to be set free from the heart of unforgiveness.
Jeg kjente at det var noen som trengte å bli satt fri for at de har et hjerte.
And when you forgive,
at de ikke tilgir,
the Lord will heal you.
Men når du tilgir,
if you feel you have anything that is in your heart,
og hvis du føler du har bare noe i hjertet ditt,
and sometimes those pictures is coming to you,
og dette at det bildet
kommer, of what happened in your life,
av det som skjedde i livet,
I want you to be delivered from that.
Jeg vil at du skal bli fri fra det.
And God will bless you.
Og Gud vil velsigne deg.
And God will heal your heart.
Og Gud vil helbrede deg.
Because our Father, he heals the broken hearted.
For det er faren vår, han helbreder
by curing,
det ødelagte hjertet.
By curing your pain and your sorrow.
Han helbreder din sorg og din smerte.
If you are here and you feel that this is your time.
Og hvis du er her og kjenner på det.
To be freed completely.
Og da er det tid til å bli
from anything that happened in your life. And you are holding some names in your heart. I want to pray for you. Just to come on front here. I will just pray a short prayer with you. I feel to do that. Before I hand the microphone to our pastor here. Just to come, if you feel that this is your time of your breakthrough. I want to pray with you. I'll see there will be breakthrough in your future.
Og jeg ser at det vil bli gjennombrudd i fremtiden.
In the name of Jesus.
I Jesu navn.
You feel to forgive somebody.
Og du føler at du må tilgi noen.
You forgive to release.
Og du tilgir for
just to come for
sette deg fri.
God will do something.
Og kom, Gud vil
gjøre. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. That whatever it is painful in you, you have been somebody has hurt you in one way or another.
Kanskje noen har såret deg på en eller annen måte.
And you feel pain.
Og du føler smerte.
I feel to pray with you. And Jesus, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Come, Pastor, we pray for them. Come, we pray. Let us pray for them. We pray for, let us lay our hands to them and pray for them. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, Holy Spirit, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, because of my sister. You know, oh God, you know what she has gone through. You know the pain he has gone through. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus.